Good morning. I am so honored to have this opportunity, and I'm really thrilled and very grateful that you all braved probably the coldest day in 20 years to join us this morning. The role I assume today is an incredible responsibility, and I appreciate knowing that there are some really special people that are there to support me. I am blessed to have loving, devoted parents who taught me the value of hard work and sacrifice and the importance of giving back to my community. I'm blessed to have a supportive and giving husband who shares my love for Dayton and my passion for public service. I'm blessed to serve with four experienced, dedicated colleagues who are committed as I am to building a bright future for every resident of Dayton. I am blessed to work with a talented city manager who is surrounded by bright, skillful professionals who want Dayton to thrive. I am blessed to have partners across the region who believe in the importance of a strong central city and are tirelessly working to make our community a better place. And in a very profound and personal sense, I'm blessed to have the chance to serve the people of this, my chosen hometown, a city with a storied record of innovation and perseverance, a city with so many valuable assets and resources, a city capable of embracing change and that stands ready for a bold new future. This morning, I have taken the oath of office to become the 19th mayor to lead this city under its current charter. As your new mayor, I am inspired by Dayton's history and I am energized by its can-do spirit. That spirit has tamed rivers and conquered the skies. It has given us life-changing breakthroughs and produced sons and daughters who left prominent marks not just on Dayton, but on the entire world. That determined spirit is what propels this community to tackle every difficulty, every setback, every challenge it has ever faced with tenacity, with resolve, and with heart. Dayton is a city that knows how to soar. During the past year, I spoke with residents on their front porches in their neighborhoods, in the community centers and meeting rooms, in their places of worship and their job sites. We talked about the things that make Dayton special. We talked about building on our community assets, like our abundant water supply, a thriving healthcare industry, an airport with unmatched convenience and accessibility, and the commanding presence of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. We talked about recent signs of new progress, like the new riverfront developments, new downtown housing, and new investments in research and technology. But while we have made significant gains, we know we continue to face some very tough challenges. The Great Recession rocked our community, and even before the economy crumbled in 2008, many of our neighbors had lost their jobs or were living in fear of losing their jobs. We are going through what is an often brutal economic transformation, and the rules for a lot of people have changed. To get a secure, well-paying job today matters less on who you know, how much you can lift, or how many shifts you're willing to work. What counts today now is what you know and how willing you are to keep learning new skills. After decades of economic decline, our recent successes are just the beginning of a long journey. This journey will not be easy. We will not fix everything that needs to be fixed overnight. We will have to work long and hard. We will have to be smart. And we will have to focus on those changes that will make a real and lasting difference. When I talk to people about what they want for Dayton, they talk about the importance of safe, attractive neighborhoods. They want to see their home values go up and not down. They say they want a busy downtown that is alive with people. They want to come to concerts and plays and baseball games and festivals. They want restaurants and entertainment venues to thrive in this city. But what people of Dayton say they want above all else are jobs. They want to see new jobs created here. They want to see new jobs located here. And they don't want to lose the jobs that are already here. There is one unmistakable, indisputable reality that ties all of these hopes together. There is one key issue that we must address if we are serious about building a thriving, more prosperous community. For the people of Dayton to have access to good jobs, for people to invest in their homes and their neighborhoods, and to make our downtown more vibrant, we must have high-quality schools. All of our schools, whether they are public, private, or charter schools, must succeed in preparing our city's children to compete in today's changing job market. The path to a stronger Dayton leads through the hallways of Dunbar, Belmont, Chaminade Julianne, Stivers, and the Pathways School of Discovery. The very future of our city is being decided in the classrooms of Fairview, the Dayton Early College Academy, Emerson Academy, Valerie, Cleveland, Eastmont, and Louise Troy. The students in these classrooms will be our region's future workforce, our next generation of homeowners. They are the community leaders and business owners of tomorrow. But the fact that almost half of Dayton's third graders are at risk of not being promoted to fourth grade under Ohio's new third grade reading guarantee is an undeniable wake-up call. This is a crisis, not just for these children and their families, and not just for Dayton schools. This is a crisis for our entire community. All of our efforts to create new jobs, to attract new employers, to grow an educated workforce, and to bring new families into our neighborhoods will fall short if we fail to prepare our children to compete in the new global economy. Nelson Mandela said it best, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Improving our schools will change our city, our neighborhoods, and most important, it will change the world for the children of Dayton. I hope you have all heard about the Learn to Earn Dayton initiative. This countywide effort has been set an incredibly aggressive goal. By 2025, we want half of all high school grads to be earning a 2- or 4-year degree. By then, we are told that 2 out of every 3 jobs will require a college degree. For our children to be competitive, for our children to fill the jobs of the future, we have to reach that goal. All of our 16 school superintendents, the Montgomery County Commission, and most of all, Dayton Superintendent Lori Ward and the entire Dayton School Board all support this effort. Today, I'm making a commitment to parents, students, teachers, administrators, and school officials all across the city. In your quest for excellence, you will have no greater supporter, no more determined advocate, and no more steadfast champion than this mayor of Dayton. City Hall must focus on ways to contribute to the success of our children with an urgency it has never displayed before. We must provide both leadership and resources to support a new culture, a culture where every child graduates from high school, prepared to go to college, join the military, or seek advanced training and a marketable job skill. This must become a major priority for our city, and I know that my colleagues on the City Commission support this call to action. Both Commissioner Williams and Commissioner Mims are former members of the Dayton School Board, and Commissioner Mims is a career educator who most recently served on the State School Board. Commissioner Lovelace is a retired administrator at the University of Dayton, and Commissioner Joseph's son, Nico, just began kindergarten this year. It's most important. This commission gets it. We know the value of education, and we know what it means for our city and our region's future. 1 year ago, after taking his oath of office, the newly elected mayor of Portland, Oregon, declared, "Portland cannot claim to be a great city unless all of our schools are great schools and unless all of our children are set up to succeed." That is what our competition is driving forward, not just in Portland, but in Louisville and Philadelphia and across the globe. To make Dayton a truly great city, we too must commit to making our schools great. The fate of Dayton, the fate of this region, and the fate of our schools are clearly bound together. Over the years, the city of Dayton has been called the Gem City, the city of bridges, the city of neighbors, the birthplace of powered flight, the city of innovation and invention, and Ohio's aerospace hub. It's time we added to that list. We have to become a city that invests in its children, a city that recognizes that nothing will be right, nothing truly great and lasting can be accomplished if our children aren't getting the education they need and deserve. Dayton must be known as a city of learners, a community where all children have the chance to succeed, a community where all of our children are prepared to face the challenges of tomorrow. In the next few weeks, I will be laying out ways that the people of Dayton and the region can support this cause, and I am asking all of you to join this effort. Together, we can build a city of learners. Together, we can do this important work needed to make our schools great schools. And together, we can prepare our children to change our world. As a city of learners, we will build together a stronger, better Dayton. Thank you.